get beat. We're gonna walk inside. And guess what's up? Put the food on my plate. Add some coke in my cup.
It's Wednesday, and that means it's time to talk about food on The Takeaway. This week, we are going to step out of the kitchen and into the forest. That is the sounds of crunching leaves as Takeaway contributor Kathy Gunst goes hunting for wild mushrooms. We also have Rob Evans here. He's the chef at Hugo's Restaurant in Portland with the winner of and the winner of the 2009 James Beard Award. Good morning, Kathy and Rob.
Good morning.
So, Kathy, first of all, why do you have to go hunting for wild mushrooms? Why not just go to the store and pick up some mushrooms? Do we have Kathy?
Right now with organic, seasonal, local foods. There's nothing more wild and fresh than going into the woods and picking a wild mushroom. The very first time I ever had one was my first trip to Italy. I went to a restaurant alone for lunch. I was splurging, and I asked the waiter to bring me something really fresh. And this white plate came with this huge porcini mushroom, and I was so disappointed. I thought there'd be pasta or steak, and it was a gorgeous earthy mushroom, and I took a bite and it was like eating meat, and I understood for the first time how complex the flavor of a wild mushroom really is.
So you went with a professional forager named Rick Tibbetts. Here's Tibbetts talking about a surprising flavor you can get in the spring.
You start to find what's called a pheasant back mushroom. Pheasant back mushroom is a mushroom that smells and tastes like watermelon, unsweetened watermelon, the flavor. And then we come into July. In the mid of July, you start to see black trumpets and chanterelles and like a two-colored bolete.
So you went with a professional forager, and you advise other people to do the same. Why do you need a professional to go with you for mushroom hunting?
Well, you made an earlier reference to shrooms and the Grateful Dead. There's far worse dangers. I mean, you have to know what you're doing. Rick Tibbetts has been studying mushrooms for 30 years. He's incredibly knowledgeable. He sells to the top restaurants in Maine. And it's key. I mean, you absolutely, you know, one of the leading mycologists in the world in Germany several years ago dropped dead. So you can't know
a mycologist, too much. I should say, is somebody who studies fungus, which would
Correct.
Include mushrooms. So his entire research is based on that. Rob Evans, you're the winner of the James Beard Award and a chef at Hugo's. You made a matsutake risotto at your restaurant with the mushrooms that you'd actually foraged. The recipe is actually on our website if our listeners are interested. You can make this recipe even if you don't go out mushroom hunting, right?
You could substitute dried and fresh shiitake mushrooms if you needed to.
What does a matsutake mushroom taste like?
It's really unique. I think it's one of my favorites. It's got this real woodsy aroma, really deep, almost like a Maine truffle, I guess.
And are they the same sort of consistency as a truffle?
They're tight and they're dry. They're not that firm like a truffle at all. It's more a comparison, but it's very it's lacking a lot of water. Like a lot of mushrooms are full of water. Not that it doesn't have a lot of water in it, but it's got this really nice firm texture to it that allows you to do lots of different things that you couldn't do with other mushrooms.
Yeah, maybe more dense. Kathy, have you tried the matsutake mushrooms?
I did. You know, I just wanted to say that Rob Evans and Rick Tibbetts and myself, we went out to the woods in northwestern Maine last Saturday, this spectacular fall day, and I brought some of the matsutakes home, and Rob said to me, they taste a little bit like pasta, and I didn't know what he was talking about, but I went home and I thinly sliced them, got a skillet really hot with olive oil and garlic and a little rosemary, threw the mushrooms in, took them out and grated some Parmesan cheese on them, and my God, he was absolutely right. It was like eating a very tender but complexly interesting fresh pasta. Really, really interesting.
I want to reemphasize here that you're neither of you, neither Kathy nor Rob, is suggesting people go out into the woods near them and pick up mushrooms and take them home and cook them. Here's Rick Tibbetts talking about how he makes sure his mushrooms that he picks are edible.
I make sure that everything is edible. I eat everything I harvest. There's a lot of people that are going out there now with a book in their hand, driving around, picking up stuff, and then matching it in the book, and going to the door of restaurants saying, I'm a professional forager, and here's what I got. And they're like 50% sure. Just last year alone, there was 3 different poisonings because of this happening.
So, Kathy, is it possible for people to go hunting for mushrooms and still feel safe?
Well, I would really recommend that you go out with a so-called professional. Just in the state of Maine, they're about to have licensed mediators, people that all wild foragers will have to bring their mushrooms to. These will be insured, licensed people. So it's being taken very seriously. I would never say, hey, why don't you just go out with a guidebook like bird hunting, pick a mushroom and eat it. No, you don't want to do that. Rick Tibbetts is a true professional, and that's the only reason I felt safe to eat them in my kitchen.
And Rob, how often do you end up using sort of new and inventive mushrooms in your own cooking at Hugo's?
Well, there's not a lot of new stuff coming through the door. It's pretty much the same stuff every year, so I'm pretty familiar with what Rick's bringing in and what's coming out of the Maine woods, so it's not a gamble. No one's taking a gamble.
But what mushrooms would you suggest if someone wanted to try a different kind of mushroom than what they were used to in their own kitchen? What should they start with?
Maybe a chanterelle. I think chanterelles, they stand out the most. They get the most unique flavor, and they're pretty common around the country.
What's a chanterelle like? What does it taste like?
It's an orange mushroom, and it's really hard, I find, with mushrooms. A lot of people ask that question, to compare them to something else. A lot of these things have a lot of their own unique flavors.
But, I mean, people often do. I mean, you often hear of mushrooms that taste like beef steak. You hear of mushrooms, I mean, you just had him comparing one of them to a watermelon.
Chanterelle, I don't know, maybe have a slightly orange flavor to them, really deep, you know, subtle orange flavor to them.
Rob, don't you also think they're kind of buttery? They have a really kind of a silky quality on the tongue?
They do. Yep, texture is definitely unique on a chanterelle compared to a lot of other mushrooms.
Kathy, what about you? What are your suggestions for people who are feeling adventurous with their mushrooms? What do they try?
Well, one of the things I love to do is go to a farmer's market, get a variety of wild mushrooms, and I roast them in about a 400-degree oven, a little bit of olive oil, and then as soon as I take the pan out, while it's super hot, I deglaze it with some vegetable stock or a chicken stock, and I throw it into a food processor, and you have a really complex roasted mushroom soup that's two steps, about 30 minutes, incredibly easy, but really perfect eating for fall when a lot of parts of the country are just starting to get cold and we crave these more complex, earthy flavors.
Okay, Kathy Gunst, food writer and takeaway contributor, joined us from Maine. We also heard from Rob Evans, chef at Hugo's Restaurant in Portland and winner of the 2009 James Beard Award. You can go to thetakeaway.org for some recipes. You'll find Rob Evans' Matsutake Risotti and Kathy Gunst's Wild Mushroom Soup there as well.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.